Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group, NCA, in Zuchus of Rivka Bela, Bas Nechama Shifra, and in honor of Rabbi Tramp.
We're going to be learning today the halachas of make-up tefillahs, where a person missed out a tefillah and is making it up. This is the 21st Siman Chof Aleph in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We're going to be looking at three basic concepts today. The number one is, when is a tashlumim? When is a make-up allowed? Number two is, what is the make-up prayer? And number three, when is that prayer said? Let's jump straight into our learning. So we're going to start off when discussing when is the tashlumim? When is this make-up allowed? So basic background is, if a person misses a particular prayer by mistake or because of circumstances beyond their control, one may make up that prayer by davening a repayment prayer in the next Zman zone. If it missed it, when missed it knowingly, unfortunately, so therefore it is considered wanton, bemazed, and therefore one cannot make up that tefillah. One does not have the privilege of making up that tefillah. We're going to look at six basic questions in this section. Number one is, what constitutes a mistake that would allow one to make up a make-up tefillah? So if one thought one davened earlier, but one didn't, or one forgot, those are mistakes. What if I thought there'd be enough time and there wasn't? Is that a mistake or is that not a mistake? Meaning, if it's not a mistake and it's considered bemazed on purpose, then I would not be able to do it. So we do consider that a mistake, and a person may do a make-up tefillah. What if I was caught in a financial situation and I was trying to avoid a loss, but I ended up missing the davening? Can I make that davening up? So even though I would not be allowed to miss my davening for a financial loss, if I did, because I thought I could have crammed in and finished this and not had a loss, then I still considered enough to be able to make a tashlumim, a make-up later on. What constitutes a situation beyond my control? So if one was sick or if one was drunk, then that's a situation one cannot daven, and therefore one would be able to make it up later on if one's in the next zone. What if I started drinking closer towards the end of my Zman zone, or this time that I'll be allowed? Isn't that considered like on purpose? So no, it's a bad idea to do that. And it's bad to be drinking to a situation that one can't be in control of oneself in general. But it is not considered bemazed, it's not considered wanton, and one is allowed to make it up later on. What if I didn't know if I said my Amida or not? It's after now the sun is set. Did I daven mincha? I don't remember. I really don't remember. Can one do this? The answer is no. You cannot make it up. And the reason is because a tashlumim is a privilege which allows you to say that the halacha allows for a make-up tefillah. But if one does not know, if one warrants it, one cannot say it. And although there's a notion of what's called a nedava, the donating a tefillah, a additional tefillah, which is not a make-up, just donating an extra tefillah, one can only do that if one has full intent, because one's doing something special. This is a privilege to be speaking in front of the Almighty. And if one cannot guarantee full intent, one should not do a tefillas nedava. A tashlumim, a make-up, can be done without full kavana, which is why it can only be done in the circumstances where a make-up is allowed. But if I don't know if I made it up, if I missed it or not, then that's not a circumstance which would allow one to do a make-up. Let's move to our second concept. When is it said? So first point is, until when is a make-up tefillah allowed to be said? It's only allowed for the Zman zone right afterwards. So for example, if I missed Shachris and Mincha, and then it's now nighttime, I can only make up the Mincha, which was the previous zone after Maariv, but I may not make up the Shachris. I've lost that Shachris forever. It is a Me'uvas lo yochol liskor. It is a crooked thing which can never be made up as well. What if I missed the Shachris on Shabbos or Yom Tov? May I do a make-up afterwards? The answer is, it depends. If one has already done Musaf, then one cannot do that anymore. One cannot do a make-up. If one has not done Musaf yet, one can do a second Mincha, and that would be the make-up for it. But why can't I just daven two Musafs? The answer is because Musaf relates to the extra korban brought on special days like Shabbos and Yom Tov, and that cannot be repeated. What if I missed Shachris and davened Musaf, but it isn't yet midday yet? So then I can just daven the Shachris because the time hasn't fully passed, even though it is after Musaf. How long do I have to say the makeup the tefillah, the tashlumim. The Kitzur says it has to be right after the obligated tefillah. So if I miss mincha and I'm now at Maariv and then I don't do my makeup and I wait a few hours, I would not be able to do it. I've lost my opportunity to do the tashlumim. However, the Mishnah Berurah is a little more lenient and says one can do it as long as one's in the next time zone and do it on condition. If it's not, it would be a nadavah, but then one would need to focus that it really is a true nadava. It is truly a proper in that case. Number six and last question over here. What if I'm the Shliach Tzibur? I lead the community and I missed my previous tefillah. What should I do? So in that case, one can rely on the repetition of the Shmoneh Esrei being my tashlumim, being my makeup tefillah in this particular case. We're going to look at our last concept over here. Our last concept is, what is the tashlumim prayer itself? What is this makeup prayer? We're going to look at seven basic questions. Question number one, what is the makeup prayer? What is it? So it is actually a second Shmoneh Esrei, right after the first one. So if I miss Mincha, I would do two Amidas, two Shmoneh Esreis at Maariv. The first one being for Maariv and the second one being the makeup for Mincha. What do I do when I finish the Amida from that time zone? So what's the protocol? So if I'm at Shachris and I'm making up for a Maariv that was missed last night, then I would do the Shachris Amida. I would then do Tachanon, say Ashrei to start a new davening, say the Amida, which now makes up the Maariv that was missed, and then goes back into the continuation of Shachris, which would mean starting from Lanatzeach, Mizmor David, and Uvalatzion, because the Ashrei was already said. If I'm at Mincha and I'm making up for the Shachris, then I finish the Amida, do Tachanon, and say Ashrei, and the Tashlumim Amida, and continue with Aleinu. If I'm at Maariv making up for the missed Mincha, I would finish the Amida of the Maariv, wait 2 or 3 seconds, not say Ashrei, and then actually just go straight into the makeup tefillah. What if the Amida of the obligatory prayer in the newsman zone is different to the Amida that was missed? This is a really fascinating question and answer because we actually follow the new Zman zone for the tefillah, which means that it follows the Amida which it is being said afterwards. So for example, if I missed Mincha on Erev Shabbos, then I make up with two Maarivs, but the second Maariv is not a weekday Amida. It would be a second Shabbos Amida, even though it's making up for an afternoon weekday. And similarly, if let's say I missed Minchon Erev Rosh Chodesh, the second Amida at Maariv would also say Ya'alev Yavoi, even though it's making up a day which did not have Ya'alev Yavoi. And similarly, in a very interesting little twist, if I missed the Maariv on Rosh Chodesh, and one says two Shachris Amidas, so the second one of course would have Ya'alev Yavoi, but if I forgot the Ya'alev Yavoi in the second Amida, I would have to repeat it, even though it's making up for a Maariv. And if I missed Ya'alev Yavoi at Maariv on Rosh Chodesh, I would not have to repeat it, but now it is framed after the Shachris, which it comes after as well. Number four, are there any exceptions to this rule that the makeup tefillah is different? The answer is yes, on a Motzei Shabbos. So let's say I missed the Mincha on Shabbos and I have to do two Motzei Shabbos Maarivs, or the two Motzei Shabbos Amidas. I do Ata Charantano, which is the blessing, the insertion into the fourth bracha in the Shmoneh Esrei about differentiating between weekday and Shabbos. I do, that's called Havdalah in the prayer. Then I would do that only in the first Amida and not the second one. Similarly, if I miss the Maariv on Motzei Shabbos and I do two Shachrises on Sunday morning, then I would do Ata Charantano, this Havdalah in the prayer, only in the second one. Why is this different? The answer should be obvious, because you can only do Havdalah once. Question number six. What about missing Ya'alev Yavoi at Mincha on Rosh Chodesh going into a weekday? This presents a complication, because if I forget to say Ya'alev Yavoi, I said I'm Mincha on Rosh Chodesh, but I forgot to say Ya'alev Yavoi. The problem is now, is that I need to repeat my Shmoneh Esrei. Let's say it's already after the sun is set. So the problem is that if I say the Amida without the Ya'alev Yavoi, that was the reason why I need to repeat it. And if I say Ya'alev Yavoi, I can't, because it's Maariv and it's no longer Rosh Chodesh. So in this case, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, don't say the second Amida, you've lost out. That Tashlumim, that makeup can never be made up. Can a Musaf be made up if I forgot Musaf? Can I do just the second Maariv and Motzei Shabbos? The answer is no. Musaf is a unique tefillah made for the specific Korban Musaf and can never be made up if it was missed. Even though its prayer, its time can be until the end of Shabbos if one actually missed it b'diavad. With this, we conclude the laws of makeup tefillahs, a real zechus, a real merit for us that Hashem allows us this opportunity to come back and to make up what was missed. Have a wonderful and meaningful